love to call you back just as soon as I can. Thank you again for calling, and I'll talk to you soon.
The mailbox is full and cannot accept any messages at this time. Goodbye.
Greetings. This is the automatically deleted husband. Automatically deleted again. And, you know, unfortunately, no surprise. My concern remains. What's happening to my family? As you may be aware, I don't know if you look at the calendar anymore, but things changed today for me in many ways. One of the great joys is having a friend, a close friend. You know, obviously the ideal relationship would be the woman I love and adore that I could just have by my side all the time. I remember seeing the video of the couple celebrating their 70th anniversary in, I think they were somewhere in Russia. I think it was actually Siberia. But just the way they laughed together. And I so desire to do that with my wife. I have a friend, Chris Prince. And in the Lord's grace, it's been a great relationship because of the mutual challenge and the mutual encouragement. And one of the ways he shows care for me is when there is a event. He's there. And obviously, today's the event, but because today's Monday, yesterday he came. So he drove from Athens here. We spent some time conversing, then we took a hike. Because of the weather, we just walked the Greenway and only did about 5 miles. So it wasn't a big hike, but it was actually fairly slow, but the conversation was great. And then he bought me lunch. The humor was remarkable. We went to a place actually we haven't been before, and there was a billboard nearby that we saw, and it was from the Social Security Administration. You know, sign up when you're thinking about retirement or whatever it was. I'll give you the picture. And it was kind of like, what a remarkable timing, because obviously it was the day before I become fully qualified for 100% retirement in the Social Security system. So the humor was marvelous. And he took a picture of me and the sign. So I'm going to start the editing process here in a bit. But I recorded the video the third that I've done on my birthday since when I was turned 62 and I was qualified for early retirement, where the first video was called Obedience to Christ or Social Security, where I make the case that taking Social Security benefits is theft. And I did a one-year follow-up. I did one that was mostly to the family. Now I'm 64. Last year, and the video title I'm using now I'm 65, Obedience to Christ or Social Security. So same theme. And I'll edit it and throw in the verse overlays and put it on YouTube, BitChute, and Brighteon, and make a DVD and send it to my family. It includes that picture and so forth. And it also... See, one of the things that just amazes me, one of the passages that I use is 1 Timothy 5, because I make the point that the retirement package that a husband is supposed to prepare for his wife is a family. And that's what we see in 1 Timothy 5, which is what I was chided on years ago. But even I pointed out back years ago, when that cold, heartless email came from Chris Bitterman, who I responded to, and he has turned a heart of stone towards me, even though I've reached out to him continuously. What he pointed out was verse 8, and he doesn't seem to understand what the text actually says. He's the guy with a seminary degree, and I'm the one that can point out to him that the word in the Greek means to prepare beforehand, to think ahead, pronoia. And then gave it in context because it fits the whole passage. If you look at it in context, it fits the whole passage. The dad is called to prepare a family to take care of his wife when he's dead. That's the passage. Check it. Read it. Verify what I say is true. And challenge me on it if you think I'm wrong. Oh, well, you wouldn't want to do that because, anyway. I am grateful. The Lord has shown his mercy to me. He's made me extremely busy. I had a fairly long call today with people in India. I did buy myself a present. I bought cherry juice, which arrived today. I mean, we call it a present because it arrived today. Because my diet has become, I would, you know, strict is maybe not the right word, but I, you know, I'm very precise. You know, I don't do any sugars or whatnot, but I eat particular things. And, you know, one of the great joys is that I've had trouble to try to figure out how do I get my sleep right. For the last month or so, it's been marvelous. It was, you know, I had it, kind of lost it, but I got it back again. And I think I've learned some of the things to do and not to do. And, you know, for the last many weeks, I'm in the morning, I'm waking up and I'm thinking, I don't really want to get up. It's kind of, I want to sleep in a little bit longer. And then I lay there for a bit. Then I finally get up and it's still 5 a.m. I mean, like 5:00 something. And I am delighted that I'm getting up early because I do better in the mornings by far. And the Lord has shown us mercy. I've also, one other thing. I said my personal goal is starting at 65, before I'm 70, I want to do a million jumping jacks. And I'm well on my way. So I started today, and I've been taking it very seriously. And Lord willing, I will complete it. Because I do think it's one of the things. One of the reasons why I don't look like I used to look. I did notice, especially in that picture that Chris took of me, my face looks older. But, you know, my health is excellent. Except for the Takotsubo cardiomyopathy. But the Lord's grace is magnificent. And by the way, you have a question set before my kids about obedience to Christ as Social Security. I'll send you the disc. My lady, I love you.